Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanao Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavratitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We're going to sit in my comfortable chair.
Let's start our, just do our sentences as we planned. What page are this on?
I think 64. Yeah.
Around 64, Yam Mam Tanamam. In this book at 64.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to start? Okay.
Yam Mam
Tanamam.
Achan Dwe.
Achad, right.
Achad Dwe. Achak Tam Eva. Pati Aham.
No.
The
Meva Septim.
Not
the Meva. Yeah, Tam Eva.
But the word before that isn't it?
Achad Dwe.
It's Achad. Okay.
Achad Dwe.
Achad Dwe. Achad Dwe. Taneva Pratya Hamat Charami.
Pratya Ham
Acharami.
Acharami.
So I must have transposed part of another sentence in here because I have something crazy in my notes. Alright, so Yam is from Yad, which either is singular who or which. Mam is accusative singular for me. Then we have Dharmam, which is accusative singular Dharma, and Achadwe is the it's A and Chaksh.
Good.
And it's the present second person plural, Atmanepada. And it's speak or say.
With the A, I think it's explain, right?
It's a good
word. Or no, to tell. You're right.
It's oh,
yeah, with A to tell.
Okay.
With V and A, it's to explain Vya. So to tell.
Okay.
That's good.
To tell. And it's you all, it's plural. Tum is accusative singular, I think it was, it's either he or that. Eva, only.
Okay.
Him? Him or that? Is that what you
mean? Because accusative.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Prati, aham. And prati, aham is I, now in the singular. And prati is opposite or against.
But you know, prati aham means every day.
Oh, sorry.
Daily,
yeah. Prati aham every day.
Oh, one word, okay. Yeah. And then, acharami is from a and char. Present first person singular plus my pada. So I go. So,
I go or I practice or I
go. Practice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Practice or not just go. Chara does mean to go also, but achara means to practice or to behave in a.
Oh,
okay.
Are we
ah?
Mm
hmm.
Oh, okay.
See if they have, do they have that in the book here?
They might have. I didn't make a note of it. So.
Or like achara?
Yeah, the achara is behavior. So to practice that thing to, you know, to. Go ahead, I'll just look at it for you, and then, but go ahead and translate it with that.
I'll try, I didn't have to translate. So every day, I practice
right, I practice and I follow, you know, I practice, I follow, like I follow the Dharma. I follow that Dharma.
Okay, so every day I follow that Dharma, you all... You all tell.
Where did you get
which you all tell? Which you all prescribe or tell me to do?
Dwe. Yes, if even taught, you can say.
Okay, is that what it is?
The Dharma, that Dharma which you tell me.
Which you tell me.
That I do every day.
Okay.
You follow?
And then it has the chapter that knows to say that it governs to.
See the yam and tum?
Yeah.
Both yam and tum go with dharma.
Okay.
Good. I do that daily. I do that very dharma daily. What dharma? The dharma which you've taught me, which you are teaching me. I would use teaching, but you could say the dharma which you are telling me, the dharma which you are teaching me. See, achar, first paras maitra, to act, practice, do, perform, undertake, exercise, to act or behave towards. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Achara is a word that comes a lot, achara. Mm-hmm. That means like conduct, behavior, means of action, good conduct. A person's achara is their behavior. So that's how I'm, that's my behavior with that achara, right? The acharami, I behave in that way, mm-hmm. according to the Dharma which you, every day, according, following the Dharma which you've taught me. Hi. Dippy said, oh, it's a huge appetite. I don't know how much food to give her, but she wants a lot. She had quite a bit already this morning.
She's up on my son.
Okay.
They do that. My cats do that too. Come back for more.
Yeah, a lot.
And work on me.
She's on her second.
Like
she's already had her second helping already. Kiki, you want to read this for us?
Yes, please.
Yam mom.
Dharmam achadve.
Dharmam achadve.
Tameva.
Tameva.
Pratyaham acharami.
Pratyaham acharami. Okay, good. Jenny, you want to go?
Okay, I have a lot of Swiss cheese kind of parsing here, so
that's all right.
I did what I could, but
yeah.
There's a lot missing. Should I just read it?
Yes.
Okay. Vase na yuktam te mangala kale roditum rounded pramin. This is really hard. Pramin. Pramridha. Is that a ya?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's a sandhi there, right? Pramridhi. Ashruni. Ashruni.
So it is a ya.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like...
It's a ya. It's a triple conjunct there. Mm-hmm. And when that triple conjunct, they'll take the yakara and pull down
the left
side of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I even wrote, like, I just can't recognize this word. Okay.
Pramridhya
Shruni.
Pramridhya, right?
Pramridhya
Shruni.
Pramridhya.
Yeah. Pramridhya Shruni.
Okay. Well,
and the next one too, yeah.
Okay. Should I continue, or?
Yeah, just read it, then I'll have it
read.
Yeah.
Satyao. Pramrishtam.
Pramrishtam, good.
Okay, vate, I did not know what that was.
Who knows?
Child.
No, it's not son.
Or child.
Because if it was vata, that would be a son. And that would be like Rama, hey Rama. This is vate, so it's from vata. Feminine child. It's a little girl.
Oh.
A child, feminine, a girl. Because
it's
feminine.
In the vocative,
no, but say is like cite. It's in the vocative.
Oh,
child.
Okay.
But it's feminine vocative. So vatsa is a boy, but sa is a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have very much time to look at this. Now negative adverb not. You
mm-hmm.
come. PPP from good.
Mm-hmm.
Joined. Okay. Now, well, this could be. They of the nominative plural of tad, or it could also be the genitive, I think, or dative of,
of you, right?
Using a shmad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since I didn't finish parsing it, I didn't. Okay, mangala kale, that's the auspicious time,
mm-hmm.
Locative, active, auspicious moment. Or,
mm-hmm.
And then rudatam is from rud, to cry or to weep,
right.
The infinitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then because I didn't really know what this letter was, okay, I think I know. Is this from rich to white?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pra, rid, ja, shuni, I don't... It
from
waste,
from Rinji Ashruni. Ashru is tears. Ashruni.
Oh, okay.
Neuter. So from Rinji Ashruni.
So tears are plural. So that would be third person present singular?
No.
From Rinji? No. I just don't know.
Go to page 61.
Well, I'm on a different book here.
Oh, okay, just a minute.
This is part of the, where are you?
From, I was looking at Mridge.
It's in Mridge.
That's present tense. Actually,
I
wanted...
Mridge in here. Present, you don't want present one.
No, I wanted to...
Okay, I have my Datsu book.
Yeah, there's that.
Hold on.
Go to page 46 in your Datsu book.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just not seeing it. I'm looking at
the. Okay, we need the.
Oh, I see D. Oh, it's a conjunction. Okay,
yeah.
Sunday. All right. So it's the second person, Madhyama,
mm-hmm.
Second person, imperative, singular.
That, they have a mistake in here, unfortunately.
Oh.
Where we need it. Oh, they have a mistake on ours. So look at the imperative, second person, singular, and make that ta should be a duh. A lingual, they have a lingual ta. Do you have a lingual ta?
Yes.
It should be a lingual da. Mridhi.
Oh.
It's just a mistake. Mridhi.
It might be that. It's hard to tell with this print.
No, it's a da.
Yeah, it's a mistake. Change it to da, and then you'll see it looks exactly
like
the
what
same.
What kind of da? Like
a lingual da, unaspirate da. You can't have a ta with a da.
Like a
da. Mm-hmm. Da. Right. Da. Unaspirate da. Mm-hmm. Lingual da. The unaspirate lingual cerebral the yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm just
because the second one.
All right. Well, that's all right. Whatever. Yeah. It's the imperative.
Imperative second person singular.
Okay.
The
you wipe. Off.
Yeah. So wipe the tears.
Right.
Oh.
That's about now.
But you have to get the rest of the sentence. Oh, child.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to skip over that. Wait, I'm not...
Did you
finish
that sentence? What does that sentence say?
Well, since I didn't know the word, now I know. So, child, and this is a command or
mm-hmm.
whatever, an injunction. Oh, child, wipe off the tears. Wipe off the tears.
Yuktam with an infinitive means it is not proper.
Okay.
Nayuktam, it is not proper roditum.
Not proper to weep at this auspicious time.
Yeah, of yours. So te is the genitive. At this mangala kale, te mangala kale, at your auspicious occasion.
Oh, she's going to get married?
Yeah, or something. Yeah, she's getting married or there's some auspicious occasion. So at this auspicious occasion of yours, it is not appropriate. It is not proper to cry. Yeah, she loves to be in here and here also. She has her little place. Yeah. I love that. Do you really see? Mm-hmm. It's not proper at this auspicious occasion of yours. It is not proper to cry. Wipe your tears. So there's like two. There's like a semicolon. They don't use those in.
Okay.
All right.
I'll continue then.
Yes.
All right. Atava is now. Plus va is or.
Atava. Yeah. Just atava. Take atava means or, but together it means. Atava means or. Like va can't start a sentence. So use atava. It just means or.
It doesn't mean then and then.
No, no. That's one word.
All right.
So or.
Okay. Okay, then I couldn't do some of these I finished and this one I did not know what Sakyao was.
From Sakhi, it means friends.
Oh, okay.
So Sakyao is in the nominative dual.
Okay. So short eye, Saki?
Actually, is it short or long? I don't remember.
Well, short,
okay. Let me look it up. Yeah.
Okay, then the next one is again the same word, rich, with the prefix pra as the dual imperative.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's right. Third person dual.
Third person imperative dual.
To tam unto, right?
Right, so.
Or unto.
Your friends will wipe the tears.
Or let your friends wipe them.
Okay.
For them isn't there, but or let your friends wipe them.
Okay.
Either you wipe your tears or let your friends wipe your tears. You shouldn't be crying.
Okay. So just a quick question on that. The second person imperative singular of Sandra's, so that is an unaspirated stuff, but then it's conjunct the aspirated ga, right?
That's right.
So it's just that this was a mistake. It should all be like, it should look exactly like this.
You can have, the way they did it is fine. You can have that nether stroke. You can have it make the lingual da with a nether stroke and then put the D, you know, or you can put the aspirate underneath. There's different ways to make that conjunct.
But here,
right,
but there's no, excuse me, the ya is only there because of the sandhi.
That's right.
Is it a shorty?
Shorty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, but it's not a matter in the book of just changing the ta to the da because they also, the mantra, you know, the short mantra.
It has to come over.
It has to come over both of them together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They have it completely wrong in the book to have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
No,
over the
that's true. They do, but that mistake I can live with because there's only it still can only come out the same way in terms of pronunciation.
So
the main problem that's just I took that just as that their type said is limited.
Uh-huh.
But the ta is has to be da.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I want to run into it. I'm slowly getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does everybody see it? Any problem? Why don't you go ahead and leave it, Kiki?
Okay.
Vatse na yuktam te mangala kali. You have to all repeat.
Vatse na yuktam te mangala kali.
Roditam pramitya shruni.
Roditam pramitya shruni.
Atava sakyao pramishtam.
Atava sakyao pramishtam.
Good. Sakhi. Long E. With a short E, it's masculine. Friend, companion. With a long E, it's a female friend. I took it as a long E.
Really? So there's a short E? Mm-hmm.
Sakhi, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this is long E. The declension is different for the for Sakhi. It's an unusual declension. Saka, Sakaya, Sakayaha, Sakayam, Sakaya, Sakihu. That's for short E.
Mm-hmm.
Sakhi is just going to be normal. Sakya. Okay. Sakhi, Sakya, Sakya.
And then a friend.
Mm-hmm. Female companion, a lady's maid.
So Carol, unfortunately, I only have time for the first two.
Oh, no. Well, go ahead.
I get a time, but...
You might be able to do this.
Bhashikrit Patanjali Katyayanasya Vajanani Vistarato Vyashashte. So this is... Oh, this is about something that Patanjali wrote to describe it in detail, or something like that.
Vistarata means in detail.
Right.
Yeah.
So Patanjali is Patanjali, non-existing yoga. And then Bhashyakrit.
He's a Bhashyakrit, a writer of the Bhashya, commentator.
Bhashyakrit Patanjali. So Bhashyakrit is adjectival to
Patanjali.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying of, so this is all non-native singular. Katyayana
is a famous grammarian. And so potentially wrote a bhasha on Katyayanasya Vachanani.
Oh, also of the words of
Katyayana. So Katyayana is the name of a famous grammarian.
This is genitive singular Katyayanasya, and then Vachanani is just nominative, is accusative plural.
Right.
And then vistarato in detail, but vistarato would be in detail, is that
the in detail, adverbial.
Adverbial.
Yeah, vistarato.
Vyachashte, so this must be the verb is this from Shaksh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With V and R.
This is third.
Vyachak.
Right. So V, yeah, so with this V. So this is third person singular present from Shaksh. And that means to speak, right?
To explain.
To explain. So, sorry?
Yes.
Look, I'm just, for just a second, look at the preceding page. This is what I was looking for before, but this is Parish Mind. Do you see that? Chakshe, Chakshwahe, Chakshmahe?
Mm-hmm.
Chakshe, Chakshate, Chakshadwe?
Right.
Yeah. Chakshe, Chakshate, Chakshate.
So this is saying that Pashukrit Patanjali has described, have explained in detail.
It's just present tense.
Oh, it is explaining in detail the work.
Or just explains in detail.
Explains in detail the words of Katyaya.
Katyaya. Yeah, exactly. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it, Kiki?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read it then.
Okay. Bhashyakrit Patanjali.
Bhashyakrit Patanjali.
Katyaya Nasya.
Katyaya Nasya.
Vachanani Vistarato Vyachashte.
Vistarato Vyachashte. Good.
Shishyaste. Shishyaste aham Shati mam tvam Prapanam.
Mam Twam.
Mam Twam Prapanam.
Prapanam.
Prapanam. Okay. Shishya has nominative singular student.
Mm-hmm.
Te aham. Te here I think is from Yusmat, genitive singular, your.
Mm-hmm.
And aham is non is singular, I. Would me be accusative? Or could it be I or me? For nominative?
No.
No.
I lost my place just now. For that, mom is accusative.
Right, but I was saying for a hum. Would that always be I?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's always nominative.
Okay. Shati.
Shadi.
Shadi is imperative second person singular from shut.
Mm-hmm.
Shas. Sorry, my ahs are needing work. And that's Parasmaipada, I think, right? Yes. And that's to govern or regulate or discipline?
Or it also means to teach.
Just
they don't have that on here.
To teach. Yeah, they didn't offer that. It just seemed like that would be a better word to use here anyway. And then mom is accused of singular me. Twam is nominative singular you. Pratpanam is pra and put. It's a PPP. Meaning surrendered or submitted in the accusative.
Mm-hmm. This is Arjuna talking to Krishna.
Oh.
This is from the Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So prapandam, what is it?
Surrendered. From
prapad.
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 Yeah.
It's not prapana?
Yeah, it is prapandam. But it's from prapad.
It's not having come to or approached.
It can be that too. Mm. But I have come to you in the sense of, well, because I'm going back to the Gita Bhasha.
I'm just curious because I was curious.
Shas. Okay, ready? Shas. Two parasmipada. To teach, instruct, train. To order, command, direct, right? To tell, communicate, inform, to advise, to decree, to enact, to punish, chastise, correct. So he's giving, and his shas, he's just saying to govern, to regulate, to discipline, which is true also. But in this context, it's to teach or to instruct. Please teach me. And in this book, he has, in the dictionary, he quotes this Bhagavad Gita verse.
Oh.
Yeah. chapter 2, verse 7. So.
Okay, so he's saying,
I am your
student, please teach me.
Mm-hmm.
I have surrendered to you.
So, prapandam is adjectival to mom. Please teach me.
Please teach me.
Who have surrendered to you. Okay. Right. Let me look at the prapandam and see if it, because that's how we translate it from
it's
the Bhasha.
From
prapad. Prapandam is from prapad. Where the dad takes a double na for the passive participle.
Okay, so it's not the class. It's not.
It is pud.
Prapad.
Right? Or is
prapad. From pud.
Is not the class for verb pud diate?
Is pud. Is fourth atmanepada. But this is past special participle.
Right.
From prapad. Prapad.
Prapad is the verb.
Prapad is the verb.
Okay.
It's fourth atmanepada.
Okay.
To take shelter or refuge in. It also means to enter, to go forward, to set foot in, to go towards, approach, resort, attain to, reach. But here, to take shelter or refuge with. To submit to. Okay. To get, find, secure, obtain, attain to. We also use those meanings. But in this case, it means to take shelter or refuge with. It means I surrender to you. Right? So, prapannam. Prapanna, passive participle, arriving at, reaching, going to, resorting to, be taking oneself to, taking refuge with, seeking protection with, being submissive to, etc. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, do you want to read it?
Shishyasteham
Shishyasteham
Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam
Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Okay. Who's next? Virginia.
Okay. Shashtyari dharmam ashaste kirtim ashamsate param. That's it, right?
No.
No.
Sorry, it's a double.
Saha shamsati satam vrittam vishasatyut patastitan.
Mm-hmm.
So I have from Shishya, this is the, I'm sorry, from Shashtyari. I didn't know what that was, but I assumed it was an instructor or somebody that...
Shashti Arin.
Okay.
Shashti Arin from Shas.
So that's a verb. I don't know what it's...
Arin means, that Shas means, so just say discipline. Discipline, or see if you look in the right, shas means to govern, to regulate, to discipline.
So shasti is the third person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
we have two words here, so you're saying adi is something else.
And adi means enemy.
Oh, right. Okay.
So shasti arin.
Okay.
Huh?
This is not from the Gita.
No. I don't know where it's from. It's not the Gita.
Okay, I don't understand why there's an N ending there.
Like Harim. Harihi, you know? Harihi, Harihi, Hariyaha. Harim, Hari, Harim.
Harim
is the... Harim. Harim is the word.
Hari. Right.
A-R-I. Harim, like Harim, accused of plural. Just regular masculine E ending noun accusative plural. Like Harim.
All right, right. Okay.
Harim.
Okay. Okay, so enemies. All right, so to instruct.
Or I would take it as discipline. Or control your enemies, discipline your enemies. That's how they have it in the book, and I think that's what he's facing.
Okay. To discipline your enemies. Then dharma is from dogma. It's the masculine accusative singular, duty or virtue. And then I guess the next word is ashaste, so that would be from to wish or to desire. It's formed with a plus shas. Third person singular, atmanepada. Then we have kirtin, which is from kirti, the feminine noun for fame, the accusative singular. And then we have that same verb again, the prefix a plus shas. This is now third person plural.
Now it's a plus shams. Right? It means to hope for, desire, to want. A shams. Happening here. You know, the way Bhandarkar is working now, more and more you're going to have to use your dictionary. You're going to have to look words up in the dictionary.
Okay, well, I'm a little confused. There's two words here in this version that say shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is to wish or desire, and then there's to govern.
Right.
And so now there's a third root here?
Yes, this is shunts with off. It's the same meaning, though, actually.
Okay, but that's not even a possibility, like in the vocabulary, right?
So no, it's not.
It's class, class 1.
I think so. Ashams 1A. To hope
so
for, desire, long for.
One, it's an older one. So
yeah. Ashams 1A. You could take, like, to long for. Because in all of the...
But that first one that I just... The one I did before...
That was Shas.
That was Shas.
Yes.
Yeah, these are different, right?
Two different verbs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you know, this root is just it doesn't have a prefix. It's just shunt.
It's ashunt. Ashunt.
That's the whole
but
word.
But the root is shunt.
The root is shunt. It takes the preposition ah.
It's actually there in the back of the first.
Okay. So ashunt's 1A, rarely parasmipada, to hope for, expect, desire, wish for, long for. So there's a lot of different shlokas where they're longing for fame, where they're gaining kirti. Fame is important for a warrior, you know, renowned. And like for an athlete, you know, to win, to become renowned and famous.
So it's very similar in meaning, though, right?
Yes, it is.
One is wish and this one is to hope?
Yeah, it's similar.
Okay.
he's giving, like, and a lot of things he's giving you verses that are using similar words or the same word in different gunas.
Mm-hmm.
You just to get you used to it. Yeah.
Nominative, masculine, singular, tug. So I guess we have the word again.
Shuts.
Sati, which is, I guess, third person, present plural, singular. I was so confused on this. I just didn't even think that there would be yet another word. I just didn't know what was going on with that anuswar. Okay. Satam, I don't know what that is.
Just good.
Okay. But I didn't, what was the root for that? I mean,
of the good, it's genitive.
Mm-hmm.
Of the good. From Sut.
Which is an
like a good person. Like Sat Purusha is a good person.
Okay.
So Satam is genitive from Sut. Of the good means of the good people.
And good is just a noun. I mean,
yeah, it's.
Okay.
Is it plural?
It's plural, genitive
okay.
plural. And
okay.
good from just
I
means
that. I
conduct.
That.
The conduct of the good.
Okay.
It can't be adjectival here because vritam is neuter, I think.
Yeah.
Satam from sut.
Mm-hmm.
So just the genitive would be, genitive pro would be satam.
Yeah.
So the conduct of the good,
okay.
he praises, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, then Vishasati is from Shas, which with Viz, it means to destroy. So that's third person present singular.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ut.
Your Shas is a first person Maikara with V to kill or destroy, right? So he kills or destroys.
Mm-hmm. And then Ud is to. Utpatashtita, which is the PPP, and here it's in the plural, and it refers to those who have taken a wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a masculine accusative plural.
Right.
Right.
He destroys those who have taken a wrong path.
Okay.
Hmm?
Would you know what this Param?
Param? Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Param Kirtin. Kirti is feminine.
Right.
So para means like supreme
or
the greatest, you know,
okay.
great. You could just say great.
So it's an adjective that's...
Okay. Tukirti. Tukirti's feminine.
That's a horrible one. Yeah, I'm really confused. I'm glad to know there's another root.
Let's look at he, Shasti Arim, he, I'm just going to go through it.
Yeah.
Okay. He disciplines enemies. We would even say he disciplines his enemies, Shasti Arim. Dharmam Ashaste, he longs for Dharma, accusative, but Dharmam Ashaste. Kirtim Ashamsate Param, he desires a great fame. Supreme, the most exalted, the greatest, the supreme thing, okay? So Shamsati Satam Vritam, he praises the conduct of the good. Vishasati Upatastitan, he destroys those who have gone on the wrong path, taken the wrong path. Dia Dharmis is the idea. You want to see?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Mm-hmm. Shastyarin.
Shastyarin.
Dharmam Ashaste.
Dharmam Ashaste.
Kirtim Ashamsate Param.
Kirtim Ashamsate Param.
Sashamsati Satam Vritam.
The Shamsati Satam Vritam.
Vishasati.
Why don't you break this, Andy? Vishasati.
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 Vishasati. Vishasati. Utpatha Stitan.
Yeah. Utpatha Stitan. Good.
Okay.
You know how we've learned it with the Anuswara, it might be different in Hindi, but the Anuswara, when it's followed by a sibilant, takes the M. You're giving it a nasal. Maybe you've learned it that way in Hindi, but it's Shamsati, not Shamsati. You're giving it the Anuswara nasalization.
Because of the
sa, it'll take the makara, the shum must sound in Sanskrit. That's okay. I think maybe it takes that nasalization in Hindi, does it?
Yeah, I would just say shamsati.
Yeah, shamsati, but not in Sanskrit, shamsati. Everybody got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do the next.
So in the answer to sentence number 7, the Yanishatara Hudana,
that's the last thing that
I haven't done either of those.
Well, that's up to Tara.
Number 7 or number 6?
She wants to do Yanishara, right? Because that's a beginner.
Which one did you decide you can do whatever one?
Well, let's see here. That's fine for you to do 7. My number 6 is a little sketchy, but I've done most of it, but I had some problems.
Right. How do
your
number
7?
How
do
your number
7?
Well, if Tara's worked on number 6, let's let her do it and use number 7.
I mean, I did work through number 7, but if you can do that one, why not do it?
Okay.
You know.
Only because I happen to recognize it.
Okay, Tara, you do number 6 and then Keith, you'll do number 7.
And this number 6 is 2 lines, of course.
2 lines, of course, again.
That's my wonderful ring. Each K. Vishatane tat kirtim vasavaha swayam idayati narendrascha puma Bud, Bud, Tabi, Mayaha. Okay, so we have each day, which is from Eid, which is to praise.
And that's a double cerebral cuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's from Eid, right?
I couldn't
recognize
that character.
Yeah.
And it's present third person singular, Atmane Padam. He or she praises. And then we have locative singular, Pavishtapastane, which is a heavenly assemblage of gods.
Mm-hmm.
So in, on, or at. Then we have Tut. And Kirtim, which now Tat is not modifying Kirtim, because Tat is in the neuter, right?
No, I think of that as a compound, Tat Kirtim.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. They give
so
it that
glory?
Well, we have to decide. Okay. We have to decide.
Okay. I wasn't sure how to deal with that. All right. And then we have Vasalaha. Vasavaha, a nominative singular for Indra, and Swayam, which is an indeclinable meaning by oneself.
Or just himself.
By himself.
Or Vasavaha Swayam, Indra himself.
Indra himself, okay.
Oh. That's how I took it, but let's take a look at it.
So should I do that? So Indra himself praises glory or fame.
That Tut, I took it, now we have any context, but tell me.
Okay. Well, I don't know, that's where I was going with it, was Indra himself praises that, meaning what we were referring to in the last sentence, or, I mean, in an assembly of gods, Indra himself praises.
Then it could be, if it's a compound, which I think it is, because it can't be Tut otherwise.
Okay.
So it has to be, could be Tessia in a compound, his fame. Indra himself praises his fame, and the his is not going to go to Indra. But Indra is great. Indra is like the king of the heavens. So Indra himself praises his fame. Maybe the fame of the person they're talking about in the previous sentence. I don't know. So Ketkirtan just means his. It could be her fame. We don't know because it's a compound.
Okay.
So Indra himself praises his fame in the assembly of gods, of the gods.
Alright.
I don't know how else to take that text.
Yeah, it's kind of out of context.
Yeah.
It's referring to some him or her that we don't know. Alright, so then we have Ida Yanti, which is, again, Eid to praise. Oh, actually, but here it's class 10. Right?
That's right. It's
and
the
it's,
same root.
Yeah.
But, but different gana.
But it's a third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
Present.
And different gana, tenth gana. Yeah.
Yeah, so they praise.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Narendraha, which means it's an honor plural for king.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Cha, which is an. And then this is where it all breaks down. So, let's see. As far as I got with this was, it looks like the last word in this grouping is Vismayaha. Or I'm not, am I not even?
Well, it, you have to take the whole thing. Udbhuta Vismayaha. And that's, you can look that up.
Oh, that's all one thing?
All one thing. It's a compound.
Right.
Look on the next page. Udbhuta Vismayaha.
On the next page?
Mm-hmm, 66. Mm-hmm. Udbhuta Vismaya, one in whom wonder or amazement has been born. Udbhuta means to rise up or to be born.
Okay.
Right? And Vismaya is wonder.
Okay.
The Bahubrahi, those in whom wonder has, for whom this, in whom this wonder has been, has arisen.
Okay, and so then the first word is Bhuma.
Bhumau.
Right? Bhumau.
Al becomes Oz from Bhumi.
Okay, so that means world?
Or Bhumi means earth. On earth.
On earth.
So locative, Bhumau.
Okay.
Like Harau.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Short E ending from Bhumi, Bhumau, locative singular. So on the earth.
Okay. So on the earth. All right, so hold on a second. So the other, that other big word is, let me just look for a second. That I missed. The Ut. The test. Okay. One in whom wonder or amazement has been born.
Mm-hmm.
And is it masculine plural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nominative. So I've got a nominative plural. And, from the other side, I've got okay, kings and kings praise. Those in whom?
No.
Those, no.
You've got a nominative, the kings nominative plural.
Right.
Then you've got Udbhuta Vismayaha nominative
plural. Those are also nominative. So those are the kings are the ones that have amazement.
That's right.
Okay. So, the kings in whom they have amazement.
Yeah.
They praise.
And the kings.
And the kings.
But then the kings also is the idea. They praise, and the kings, they praise Tetkirtin. You've got to go back and pick up the accusative.
They praise him also.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the kings praise him on the earth. The kings who are filled with wonder, amazed at him, they praised his fame on the earth. The Indra, right, Indra praises his fame. Indra himself, the king of kings in the heavens, Indra himself praises his fame in the heavens, and the kings who are filled with, have, in whom this wonder has been born, they praise his fame on the earth.
Okay.
So you've got that in the heavens, on the earth. Indra in the heavens, and the kings on the earth.
Got it.
Everybody see?
Yeah.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Trivishta Pathani.
Tat Kirtim.
Vasavaha Swayam. Idayanti Narendrashtra.
Where's the Sandhi?
Okay.
Bhumau.
Udbhuta Vismayaha.
Take it like Udbhuta. You've got the Hindi there. Udbhuta.
Udbhuta Vismayaha.
Dismayaha. Udbhuta Vismayaha. Yeah. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay,
Yamcha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Sanganam Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani Samisha Pashyato Munehi. So is it used as that here? Yeah.
Which night? Ya Nisha.
Ya is which. And Nisha is night. Sarvabhutanam for all the beings.
Mm-hmm.
Tasyam Jagrati Sanyami. Tasyam is locative singular also, isn't it? Although
yeah, so you've got Ya. Ya and Tasyam are
that
relative correlative, yeah.
Tasyam Jagrati Sanyami, that.
Sanyami.
Right. Sanyami is the wise person or the stable mm-hmm. person. And Jagrati is from Jagra, which would be third person. Third person plural. Third person singular.
Yeah.
So it'll be that is when Jagrati is to be awake.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when the wise person is awake. That which is night for all the beings is when the wise person mm-hmm. is awake.
Yeah.
Wow. Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani. And when the Yasyam is Yasyam is also locative singular,
mm-hmm.
And then Jagrati is again third person singular.
Jagrati is different than Jagrati.
Oh, sorry. Jagrati would also be to be awake.
Yeah.
The third person singular.
Remember when the maple drops for these?
Oh, third person plural, because Bhutani is plural.
Yeah, but you have to. I want you to remember this thing about Jagrati. Where there's a group of roots. Remember, there's a group of roots. Let me find it.
It's Jagrati, Jagrati.
Jagrati, right.
Right.
It's on page 62. Mm-hmm. Make a special note.
Okay, so that's on.
It's part of like this.
So this is mm-hmm.
plural.
But also from the same root.
Uh-huh.
Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani, and Bhutani will be a third person nominative plural. So
nominative plural, right.
So this will be when all the
it's not really in which
all the people are awake.
In which night, right. It's all going back to Nisha.
What was Yasyam?
Feminine locative singular. And it's all going with Ya Nisha, that which is night, right? Yeah, that which is night. In that night, from the top line, that which is night, in that night. Now it's in which night. Everything's going to Nisha. All of these correlatives and relatives are going back to Nisha. So now it's in which Jagrati Bhutani.
In which all the people are awake. Sa Nisha Pashyato Munehi. In the Sa will be Sa is just nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Sa Nisha mm-hmm. in that night.
Mm-hmm.
Pashyatu Munehi is Pashyatu sleep.
That is night for Pashyataha Munehi. Pashyataha is what?
It's not from Pashu, that's
it's from Drish Pash to see.
Right. Oh, that is when the white people see, or that they're awake.
What is Munehe?
Munehe is Muni.
And? Is it word case?
Oh, it will be, it will be plural. Munehe?
Munehe? Hare
He. Wait. Genitive or ablative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, right. Either fourth or fifth thing.
Either fifth or sixth. Fourth is
dative.
The fourth is dative. Fifth is ablative, sixth is genitive.
Okay, so it'll be either ablative or genitive.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it'll be genitive.
And then what would push it to hubby?
The for the that is nice for the.
That is night for the Muni.
For the Muni.
For the wise
for the
person,
Muni.
Singular, who is Pashitaha.
Who
sees.
Sees.
Present participle. Pashati, Pashitaha. Present part, not present participle. Seeing. For the Muni, who is seeing.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the present participle.
Yeah.
It's adjectival to.
To Muni. Pashitaha Munehe. For the seeing Muni. Means seeing, the one who has knowledge. For the one who sees,
present
for the one who sees, yeah, present active.
That's what
you
call it.
Yeah.
And
you could just you could say for the Muni who sees or for the Muni who sees.
Genitive, right?
Oh,
genitive.
In the same case as Muni because it's adjectival.
Yeah, for the seeing Muni,
mm-hmm.
For the Muni who sees.
Oh, nice. I never knew that.
Yeah.
So it says
Go ahead.
So it says in that night when all creatures are awake.
The top line. Are you doing the top or the bottom?
No, I'm looking at the second line.
Okay.
So in that night when all the creatures are awake.
Are awake. That is, and then it's that is the night. That is the
actually
night for the seeing.
That in which all creatures are awake. That is night for the Muni
okay.
Who sees. It means who has knowledge.
Then Yasyam doesn't refer to Nishad, you were saying that all the relatives and correlatives refer to Nishad, the first line.
Yeah, because it's going, isn't it? Because it's going to Nishad, right? That is night. That is night for the Muni. That in which all beings are awake. It's really that which is, that in which, that state in which all beings are awake.
Right.
Okay, that state, yes, yam.
Yes.
That in which all beings are awake, that, sa, is nisha. That is night for the Muni. That is night for the Muni in which all beings are awake. So the yes, yam and sa are going to nisha. That in which all beings are awake, that is night for the Muni.
But that in which all beings are awake, that one would not refer to the night.
Yes, it does. Because it's going, it's the opposite. See, go to the first line. That which is night for all beings,
mm.
In that state, the Muni is awake.
Mm-hmm.
The wise person is
mm-hmm.
awake.
Mm-hmm.
That in which all beings are awake, that is night. That which is night for the Muni who is seen,
mm-hmm.
is that in which all beings are awake.
Oh, okay, so this Yasyam refers to the Nishan, the second.
That's
line.
Right.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I listened to that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It goes,
yeah.
But in both cases, the relative and correlative are going to Nishan.
Right, in their respective
That's right.
lines.
In their respective lines.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody clear?
Yeah.
Kind of? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a little break. That's the end of our sentences.
Right. Should we read it?
Oh yeah, let's read it. That's right. So.
What can I do now? No, wait, that was it.
Oh.
Yadisha Sarvabhutanam.
Yadisha
Sarvabhutanam.
Tatyam Jagrati Sanyami.
Tatyam Jagrati Sanyami.
Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani.
Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani.
Sanisha Pashyato Munehe.
Sanisha Pashyato Munehe. Okay. Good. So let's take a break and then we'll start on this page 67.
Did you do all of them?
I tried to do.
These are the books that Swami suggest learning from.
Okay. So now, 67. Lesson 10, second conjugation continued, imperfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just read through. The is or it, the sakara, takara, of the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a second, after a consonant. So we should have our, this book ready. That's six, the sutra 6168 for that. 6168. I don't have all of the sutras written down here, but the ones I have, I'll give you. Okay, so that being the case, number two, Roman numeral two, any consonant except the nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Sha is changed to ka or ga. Okay? Thus, in the, so now the, what we're going to be working on is lisp. And that's in your book. Here it's on page 70-71. If you want to see the whole thing. So page 70 for the first mic of it. So let's read through it. Thus, in the imperfect third person singular, we have a li plus ta, and then a le plus ta. That's just because strong taking guna, right? So a le plus it, takara.
Yeah.
And then the it is dropped by one, Roman numeral one. And there remains a lay, right? Roman numeral one is the is or it of the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant. So the consonant is the hakara there. So the ta and sa both are going to drop, okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the ha is changed to ga once we have a laid. And by this rule, a late or a laid. So the ha is changed to da by 56. Page 56, Roman numeral 1. The ending ha of a root is changed to ga when it is followed by any consonant except the nasal or a semi-vowel or by nothing. But see, this is review, okay? It's not even telling us it because we've already done it. So then we get a lay becomes a laid when we have, and when we have a laid, and once we have a laid, and by this rule, a late or a laid. Okay? This rule is any consonant except the nasal or at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. So the da goes to ta or da. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, the it of the second person singular is dropped, and by the same rules we have the same form, a late or a laid.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it's either is or ta, the sekar or tekar. Those two are always going to look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The paradigms therefore are, let's go to the first, ale amvana, aleham, then li, because strong versus weak, ale aleham, aliva, alina, alate, or alade, which we just did, and then ali dham. Dumb, I'm sorry, alidam. You can make a note, see that alidam? Go to page 56. You can make a note by your book, page 56. And it takes page 56, 57, take you through that whole progression, okay? That we've been through several times now. But if you make a note, page 56, 57, for whenever we get that long E with a da. So the endings here are istam ta, right? So alidam, alida, then alate, and then alidam. Here the endings are it, tam, un. So alidam and alihan.
Can I ask you for Roman numeral 2?
Yeah.
This is only referring to the imperfect second conjugation when it says any consonant is changed to the first or third of the class.
Any consonant except the nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Sha. I don't know about the sha, but this is a general rule. Even when nouns, for instance, end in an aspirate, in usage, they will never end in an aspirate. They'll always go back to the first or the third.
So this is just a general rule
it's
beyond
general,
the second conjugation in perfect. Okay.
Yeah. It's way beyond. I don't always know that, but I do know it in this case. Because that's very common. And they talk about this also when for in reference to nouns, the declension of nouns that end in some, there's some nouns that end in aspirates
mm-hmm.
and end in sha also. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's go to the next page. This is the same. Ali Dam and the like, Li Daha, for which we saw in the last lesson. So we've been through all of this. You just have to review page 56 and 57 to understand it. Is that enough for you all? Do you want to go through and read it through again?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. You're okay with it?
Yeah, I'm
okay. Okay, let's look at the Atmanitra. Okay. All week, so Alihi. Alivahi, Alimahi. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
straight. Ali Taha. Here, Taha, Atam, Dwan. So, same process all week. So, Ali Baha, then Atam, begins with a vowel, so straightforward. Ali Hatam, and Dwan, exactly the same. The Ta is going through that whole process. Alida, Ali Hatam. Aliyata. Endings are ta, atam, ata,
mm-hmm.
right? So no, shouldn't be any surprise there. All right for y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's look at du. And it's going to be page 64 in your book.
What does the leaf mean?
Leaf means to, I think means to smear.
To lick, no?
To lick. Yeah. That's right. But which one means to smear? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You're right, to lick. Do means to milk. So, we're going to do the past tense of do now. Do plus ta. Was everybody with me?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. What page are we on?
Here.
Okay.
The same page?
Same page as
okay.
Yeah.
Number B, says B.
Oh, B. Okay, sorry.
Good there?
Yeah.
Adu plus ta takes gunaka strong, ado plus ta. Then adog by 558. Take a look at 558.
You missed the one in the middle where the third
drop. Ado, it goes, oh, I see. Adu plus ta, ado plus ta, then ado by one page 67, the ta drops, which we just did, the sakara drops. And then that ha becomes ga. So go to page 58. Roots beginning with number 5, roots beginning with da and ending in ha, change the ha to ga. Under the same circumstances as those mentioned in rule one. So we've done this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have ado becomes adog by 5, page 58. And then adog by 7, page 59. 7, page 59 is the one that says, when a root has or consists of a syllable beginning with bagada and ending with a soft aspirate, which it does now, the ka, right? The ba is changed to pa, ga to ga, and da to ta. When the syllable is followed by sa or dwa or nothing. Here we've got the sa ta which is dropped and it becomes both nothing also. So a dog or a dog by 2 page 67 above. 2 page 67. Any consonant except a nasal at the end of a word or form is changed to the first or third of its class. Sha is changed to ta or da. So a dog or a dog. Similarly, when it is applied, we have a dog or a dog. Same thing. they're always going to be the same by this preceding page. The is or tit, the sekar and tekar, the second and third person singular of the imperfect are dropped after a consonant. Okay. So let's look at the declension. Enis anvama, past tense enis, adoham, adufa, atuma, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then adok, or adog, which is this.
Mm-hmm.
Then adugtam and adugta. See if they go through. We'll go through that one. Adugta, adugta. Then adok, adog. So the endings here are ittam, an. So adugtam, aduhan. Atmanepada, adugta, aduhatam, aduhata. Let's look at number 2 on page 56 to remember that sequence. There it is. The initial ta or ta of a termination following a soft aspirate for the fourth letter of a class is changed to da. Right? And so here we have a ga. The ta or ta is following a ga. So it has to change to da.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what's the other one I want to see? In the on page 58, number 6. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except the nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by the third or fourth letter. Sha or da, for sha, da is substituted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why the ka goes down to ga. And we keep the da. The ta has been replaced by da, and the ga goes to ga by this one. Is that right? Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing to remember is the ta or ta is replaced by ta. And then it's ta or ta. That's why you have the same, you know.
What is
the program? It tan ta. It tom tan. So you're going to get the same ta. You clear?
Mm-hmm.
Are you clear, Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sort of,
yeah. I'm following it.
Yeah.
So
that's good enough.
The second and the third person singular are exactly the same, so we have to watch out for that.
That's right. And also, you have to watch, you have to remember that, like look at this past tense. The endings are it, tum, ta, aspirate, right? It, tum, ta.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, it, tum, ta, and then it, tom, un. And so that da, that aspirate da, is going to be replacing both the aspirate ta and the unaspirate ta.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, sometimes you get something that looks, they hear it, it's tum and tom, tom, mm-hmm. So it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important thing to remember. Just go on.
But this is not a cure, right? Is there any cure for macular degeneration?
Okay. A hun is what I'm seeing. So, a hun plus ta. The ta is going to drop by that 167, right? The sekara sekara that's following the consonant is going to drop. So a hun plus ta becomes a hun. Then a hun plus tom. Remember with the weak with hun, the dual the nakara drops when it's weak? Remember that? So a hun plus tom becomes a hatom. Now being dropped by 2A on page 59. 2A and 59. The in of hun is dropped before a weak termination, beginning with any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel, and the penultimate before one beginning with a vowel, which we're just going to have to remember that just for a minute. Okay, so we get then the so ahatam, the in being dropped by 2a, page 59, and then ahun plus un, when it begins with a vowel, then the drops out, right? And you get ugnun. The drops out of the hun, and you get a conjugate consonant between ha and na, and that ha changes to g by 2c, page 59. You have to remember this because this is such a common root.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember the form, but here's the rule, 2c plus 59. The ha of this root is changed to g when immediately followed by na. Okay, so there's a lot of little exceptions for hun. So, agnan. So let's look at it. Ambama, ahanam, ahanva, ahanma. Then ahan, the sakara drops. By the rule that we just had, sak, sakara, takara, in the past tense drops. If it's followed by a consonant. If it's following the consonant. Then ahatam and ahata. Here you have to remember that the nasal drops in the weak if the termination begins with a consonant. Then ahun, same rule, ahun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Takara. Then ahatam, because of weak. Agnan. Here, the nasal doesn't, the nakara of hun doesn't drop. The akara drops because the termination begins with a vowel. And when the ha is immediately followed by na, the ha changes to ga, right? That's by this 59, 2c. So you get ugnan. Look at the, so we went through that. Now look at the atmane for the third person. Plural, third person singular, ahata, because weak, the nasal's going to drop. Ta, atam, ata. So, yes, weak, nasal drops, ahata. Then atam, because it begins, it's weak and it begins with a vowel. The hun, the drops, and the hun changes to ga. So, agnatam, and then agnata. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because autumn at the clear carefully?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do merge. This you can make a note, it's number 46 in your book.
We're really imperfect now, right? But they just
we're
just
imperfect.
Label it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all imperfect that we're doing.
Right. Okay.
Right. So a merge plus it becomes a marge plus it. This is begin ends in a consonant, so it's going to drop. It takes guna. It takes vriddhi, but there's a special rule for that. That's page 4, number 61, if you remember. 4, page 61. The penultimate r of mridge takes its vriddhi substitute before the strong terminations. Okay? So mridge plus ta becomes strong, becomes a marj plus ta, then becomes a marj because the tekara and sakara drop if following the consonant in the past tense. Then it becomes a marsh by 9, page 60. 9, page 60 says, roots ending in cha or cha and the roots brush, brush, sledge, ridge, which is the one we're working on, yedge, raj, and braj, change their final to sh when followed by any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel or by nothing. So that's how we get marsh.
Okay.
Or how we get mrish, that's right, mrish. So a marsh. And then, now we've got the amarsh. Then, the sh changes to ta or da by 2, page 67, which says, any consonant except the nasal or at the end of a word or form is changed to the first and third of its class. Sh is changed to ta or da, which is really common to see sh changing to this. You have to remember that. So, that is how we end up with amart, amart. So let's look at this past tense declension here. Ambama, Amarjam, Mridj takes Riddhi by special rule, is strong. Amarjam, then Amrijva, Amrijma, nothing. Just straight. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Second person, Amarjam, which we just did. Yeah, changes to Sha, and then Sha changes to Tarada. Then Amrishtam, here's that same changing to Sha. What's that rule again? The Sha rule is this long rule on page 60, number 9, where Mridj, along with a group of other roots, change their final to Sha when followed by any consonant except the nasal or semi-vowel. Here is Ta, right? Ta. So, Ambama is Tam dental, is Tam Ta. Amrishtam, Amrishta. Then Amart, Amrishtam. Tam is the, Tam is, remember the, and the Ta changes to Ta because of the lingual. That's just lingual dental sandhi. So, dental Ta changes to lingual. So, Amrishtam. And then, there's a special rule, Amrijan or Amarjan. The normal is Amrijan. But in the special rule, page 1, page 67. No, not 67. What is that? The same one that says it takes Riddhi in the strong, says it takes Riddhi also after the third person singular. That is 4, page 61. The penultimate R of Mridj takes its Riddhi substitute before the strong terminations and optionally before the weak ones with an initial vowel. Right? Optionally. So Amrijan is normal, Amarjan is the optional. Okay, let's stop here. Make a line. And then we'll, next week, we'll finish reading just this page and a half and do all of the sentences on 70. How does that sound? Oh, there's not that many. They're not very hard sentences either. Does that seem good? Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Hari Om.